would like to share a question which is, I feel like, dear to my heart right now. And maybe it could be also helpful for others when they are listening. Because I've, at least this is my impression, or this is what I observe and perceive, that right now very special times, and I've been with you, I think, for around 7 years. I think we have now the 8th year, and also previously. So I'm how can I say, I'm in touch and in connection with the whole Vedanta, everything which is available for us to help us to guide through this life. So, and right now I feel like it's a good time to practice what we all have learned, because, and I think everyone has once in a life those phases where nothing works out, or when people maybe are getting a diagnosis, or when they lose their job, or when a dear partner is dying. So for me are like those not so easy phases in life. And at least my strategy right now is trying to listen. Where's the resonance? Which direction things are going? Because also myself, I have to deal with a lot of setbacks, or it's like, okay, so what are the next bad news? And still, although the whole environment, I feel like Shiva is dancing with you. This is, and when everything is shaking and everything is becoming unstable around you, not within you, but around you, what is helpful, or still being the shining light? Because sometimes I just feel, okay, just breathe and not going with this and that. And even when you feel like, okay, somehow the universe is right now so humble and quiet, and even doesn't show you the direction where to go. So even when that is not there, when there is this kind of, like in a hurricane, there is this still where no movement is going on. So when those phases are present in life, how can we, I mean, not how, but just not to forget this shining light, this beingness.
So shining light is not something to practice or to worry about, because that's what we are. Nevertheless, being in this context of this material existence is quite challenging in many ways. Sometimes it's the body that needs some medical care. Sometimes it's the job level, sometimes social contacts, so many things that need absolute attention and help often. About the shining light, I would not worry at all. I would advise, I'm a very practical person in this, because I know shining light we are. And we are free to even undergo major challenges and trouble and problems. It is not being offered to us with a silver spoon, so to say, in the mouth. Sometimes there are phases like this, and sometimes they're exactly the contrary. As you said, what are the next bad news? It is often not in our hands. It's not that we do something wrong, or we missed some chances, or we didn't do the right steps or something like this. It's often like this. Everybody experiences in his life or her life, there are phases like this, and things are falling into into a context where it's building up on its on itself, or they fall apart and everything seems to be completely not working. These are really challenges, and I think many of us go through these phases these days. Not only of us, of all kind of... You can see the society also as a whole kind of falling apart, and then they hang their hopes on some kind of political leaders or economic leaders or whatever. Anyway, on many levels. My approach in this context, it's very, very practical. Wish what you want. Take your time and visualize and wish and give it to the hands of loving mother existence, which is nothing else but the self, love, the guru, whatever. If it's being meant to be given to you, it will be given. Mm. If it is not meant to be given to you right now, then even accept this. Mm. Mother never lets you fall down. This is 100%, if possible 150%, always the truth. If it's supposed to be given to you because you need it on a deeper level, it will be given. If not, you can do what you want. Mm. It will not be given. Mm. So be practical and wish for the best that you would need and follow the intuition of your heart. Sometimes it needs also to go into action. That is life sometimes requiring you, and you might miss the point because you think I should only wish. No, it is a big palette of possibilities that are being given in your hands. You have intellect, you have energy, you have combination, you have many aspects in your hand that could be help, and they are directly the fingers and the help of mother, of universe, of consciousness that is being given to us. So try the utmost possible, even if it sounds absurd. Try that, do that. There's nothing that can fail other than the best try you could give. This is the only thing that could fail, the try. Not you. You can never fail. You are always the shining light. You can also say, if we are measuring our light by success, that Jesus' light was dead on the cross because they nailed him with steel nails on a wooden cross. So utter fail. No, he was the biggest victory of mankind. And still on a certain level of success, he failed. Buddha also failed because he was preaching love, understanding, compassion, and look where the world is. So in a way, this we should take out of our mental set that we have to be successful. No, try your best for that what you think you want and you need. Try your best on many levels, physical, mental, psychological, intellectual, writing, music, whatever that is, and be open for all kind of creative impulses that might come as ideas to you, and go for them. If they work, good. If not, no problem. Go on. You will definitely not die of hunger and thirst. This is actually our existential innermost fear. In old days, we used to die really from hunger and thirst in the winter days. If we didn't take care in the summer to have some food for the winter, it was very difficult. These archetypal fears we are still storing in our DNA, in our cells. So there's this memory of existential fear. But in fact, you are always being taken care for. We are always being taken care for. And if needed, have even the courage to ask people and friends for help, to lower so much down their own pride that one can even ask for help. Some people don't ask for help nobody, not their friends, but also not God, because they heard that I am responsible for my life, and even this person speaking here, Pari, I know him very well. He has also said, you're responsible for your life, so I have to be responsible for my suffering. I will not ask anybody for help, because otherwise I will be dependent. No. It is always true for the context that I speak. The context is the master. Sometimes it's very much needed to ask for help and lower the self-esteem on that level if one thinks I have to always be self-sufficient, never ask. No, I ask also existence for help. And look, if during the out-breath, I don't ask for help. For the in-breath, it will not come.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, I'm completely always asking for help. Please give me the next in-breath. And she gives me. And then I can go on. Like this. So substantially and so unified with that what surrounds you. Ask and do the utmost possible things that life gave you.
Mm-hmm.
All aspects of your creativity can be mental, could be some ideas that you wouldn't think of right now, or could be some field of action that you were not used to do even.
Mm.